dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Brandon Brim,
and he's come from
California.
He and Destiny, his beautiful wife Destiny, and we are doing, we did prayer today. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and I'm a witness, and my whole, all, if you turn on and you watch the archives on April 15, you'll see Brandon, and you'll see him preaching and sharing what God told him to share, and you will experience the anointing. When he came up to that pulpit today, we cried. All of us cried. Now, I'm accustomed to anointing.
Yes.
And I, degrees of anointing, you know, I can be in a degree of an anointing where I don't cry, but it was high today. And we just had, you had to be quiet a while before you started. Now, we're talking a little bit about one young man's life, one young man's call, and how God worked it in your life. You didn't want to have any visions. You didn't want to have these experiences with God. When we were off the air, Jared, who is our engineer, said, your brother.
Yes.
He said, sometimes when you have one of these experiences, you know, it's so different. That's why the angels always had to say, fear not, you know, or Jesus, fear not, you know.
Yes.
And that we're talking particularly about now when you went to heaven. And you went to some classrooms in heaven. I think I'll get Hannah to share some things before the end of the week about someone she talked to this week that had been to heaven.
Amen.
But you've always been a person who loved people. You're like my dad. You're
yes.
like your papa. And he just loved people. People loved him. And you didn't want to hurt people.
Right.
And you were going with this young lady, and you had gone with her quite a while. She was from a good family. But not... What she was a part of a denomination that didn't understand being baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking with other tongues.
Yeah.
And she really resented it when you would travel with me.
Yes.
And so it wasn't good.
No.
You know, the Bible says, it says in Amos, how can two walk together except they be agreed? So we all knew that you were going to need to break this off because we knew you had a call. And I know people, Brandon... I know ministers who have had great things happen in their lives, and because their wife was against it, great things that had been started came to nothing.
Wow.
And I hesitate to mention the person's name, but if I did, many people would know this ministry. It was so powerful. It had so many miracles, and the wife just wanted it stopped.
Wow.
So it's so important, you know. So we knew that you needed to break this, your brother, your cousin Cody, your sister. And God dealt with you, and he started giving you scriptures on courage.
Yes.
You were doing radio with me, and you were doing different things, and you said, Mimi, if you ever ask me to do radio, I'm going to do it on courage. That's why, because God was giving you all these scriptures on courage.
Yes.
And but you didn't put two and two together. Why? I don't think you did.
No,
You just thought, man, I'm really getting enlightenment on courage.
Yes.
And then one night,
so
I don't
much
know
I if I can teach a radio on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I could teach a lesson, Mimi. If you ever need a lesson on courage, I can teach it. Now, you weren't quite walking in it, but you could teach it. So anyway, then one day, I don't know if it's daytime or nighttime. What would that happen when you were just...
It was in the daytime.
And what happened? You were just lying down?
I was laying there, and I felt something going into me.
First you felt something, then you saw the angels?
Then I saw the angels. There's two of them. And one was holding a big stack. It looked like a stack of papers. And then the other one was putting them on me.
One by one?
One by one. And they were smiling. They were real happy. And I remember they put it on my chest, and it formed my chest like a wet paper mache type. And then it disappeared inside of me. And right when I noticed that, all of a sudden I'm walking into a classroom. I was taken up from there.
And doesn't take long to get to heaven, does it?
No. No. Yep. And I'm walking right in there. I remember I sat down on the front row, front center row.
Were there people in the class?
There's people. There's about 50 people.
Describe the classroom.
Small room with long tables. Each table went from one wall to another with a little bit of gap. There was no center aisle. The aisles were on the sides. If you wanted to get up, you had to walk behind the people that you were beside of. I remember I saw the people. I saw some of their faces. There's about 50 people. They're all wearing white, like tunics. I had one on. And then all of a sudden, I saw an angel there by the door. And you could tell he was like a helping angel. He was real serious in what he did. He was just standing there at attention. And then all of a sudden, there's a back door. And the back door opened. And this guy comes out. And he's real like, hey, real happy, real joyful. And
what did he look like?
He, not tall, a little shorter. He had brown hair, a brown beard, a real put together beard. I always, what he kind of looked like is, if you like the Burger King, their mascot, they used to use the King guy. It looked like him, but smaller.
And he had on a crown.
He didn't have a crown on there.
Not then. He had it later. Yeah.
Later. And he came in and he had a real flowy purple robe.
That's for royalty.
And he said, today, real cool. He said, today I'm going to be teaching you on. And he said, courage. And he wrote courage with a purple marker.
On a white
board. And he wrote it in cursive, real big. And then all of a sudden, the angel comes and passes out books. He gave me about 4 books. Big.
Wow.
Big textbook. Big. Big. Like probably bigger than right there, that big binder.
Ah.
And real thick. And then I got all these books. I could hardly hold them. And then he passed out. He said, there's a test coming. There's a test. And they passed out a test. And I'd say the test was probably about 25 pages. And I remember seeing the questions. I don't remember the questions, but I remember seeing how they were laid out. It was like your typical one, and it had an answer or question, and had like 4 answers, multiple choice. And it went all the way down. And I saw that, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, I didn't study this. And all of a sudden, ding, class is dismissed. And I'm walking out with my books, and their angel tried to help hand me something. It's like, I don't know what it, I never seen anything like this. He handed it to me. I just received it because I didn't want to, you know, argue with them. He was pretty, you know, serious. And I walked out and there was tons of people. It looked like they're waiting to go in this class. I would say about 500 people just right there on you. And all of a sudden, the teacher, David, he puts his arm around me.
It was a David. David was the teacher, King David.
He said, hey, he goes, let's get away from all these people. So he told me. And I thought that was cool. Like at that time in my life, because I was like, oh, I didn't want to be around these people. He's like, let's get away from all these people. So we start walking. He says, hey, you tell you what that is? You
know, he had a crown.
Yeah, he put the crown on.
But it was kind of offset.
Side to the side, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He says, you know what that is? That highlighter? Or that what that is? I said, what is it? He said, it's a highlighter.
A marker thing they
gave marker.
You. Mm-hmm.
And he said, your books right now, those are not yours yet. They're not for you yet. But he says, while you're here, whatever you study, whatever you highlight, he said, only your eyes will see it. And he said, it'll be in gold. I'm not sure why he told me this. But he just told me this. So I remember we walked by these trees. And then next thing you know, I'm walking to another class. The thing is I knew I walked where I walked.
But now let's make this clear before we leave the courage class.
Yes.
They told you there will be a test.
There will be a test. That's the test they put on my desk. And then the time ran out. They said, there will be a test.
Okay. Now you're through talking to David and you go to another class. And what happens?
I want to just share with this real quick, Mimi. I walked where I wanted to walk. It wasn't I'm seeing it. And where when I walked towards that tree, those trees, I made the effort to walk.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, when I turned to my left, it was because I turned. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something I saw me doing. I was doing it. Mm-hmm. I go to another class. The class is completely different how it was organized. It was like this round table we're sitting on. Those were the tables. There's probably 8 of them. And the teacher, I write down, the hands on a piece of paper, and it was on the number 8. And it said, he said, identify the parts of this number 8.
Now, what did the teacher look like this time?
He looked like someone of old age, of wisdom. He had real long, long beard.
An elder.
Elder. And he said this. He said, all the numbers in the Bible are not just there just to be there. This is how he started out his introduction. Mm-hmm. They are not just there to be there. They mean something. Everything in the Bible means something. He said, today we're going to learn about the number 8. It means something. So we had to identify all these parts. So number 8. I sat there and thought, this is not a class for me. This is for my grandmother. I thought that. And all of a sudden, I had a question, you know. I'm looking at the number 8 and he comes up to me and he pulls out. He's like, look, I can help you. And he pulls out, he had a Bible in his hand. But his Bible was huge. It was big. If you'd probably weigh, it looked like it weighed about 40 pounds. And he pulled out his Bible, and that's all I remember about that.
Now, when you came back to Earth, you know that you've got to make this decision. Mm-hmm. And so you do make it.
I do. I felt like Superman. I felt something in me. I felt like something I never felt before.
When you were talking?
When I came back.
When you got back.
I felt it.
You felt you could do it.
I could do it.
And you did do it.
And I did do it.
And you broke it up.
I broke it up, and then I was washing up right after I did it. And I was just thinking about it. And I heard the Lord. He said, Brandon, you passed the test. And all of a sudden, I saw myself looking at that test that I did before. And time ran out.
Yeah.
He said, son, you passed the test. And I knew it was the courage test.
It was the courage test. And I told to Brandon, that young lady loved the Lord, saw things differently than we did.
Amen.
But she needed to have the one that God had for her.
Yes.
And you needed the one God had for you. And you really got the one God has for you.
A blessing.
You got destiny. But it's so important in your life and what God had for you to do that he literally had to take you to heaven to get you changed.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Praise you.
And
Father.
Then that call on your life. Now, we're going to go tomorrow to what has been happening in that little trailer that you live in. And I want you to tell the story of the shoes tomorrow.
Okay, I will.
Okay? And so we're going to be looking for you back here. This is Billy Brown and Brandon, and we're at Prayer Mountain. You can reach us at 1-800-972-3447. You also can go online to billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And there you can find lots of things about us and what we do and lessons and studies. And you can watch the video, and you will be blessed of what the video that was shared today at Prayer Mountain. Now, we're going to be looking for you to come back here tomorrow. I don't want you to miss this provision of God, because he's been believing God. Like he said, if he drank a bottle of pop, it was because God gave him the money to get it. So he's been living by faith. Shalom.